93 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com presents the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey. Special thanks to our sponsors, Skyline Health and Del Carpine Automotive. Now, here's Mark Bailey.
And good morning. It's 8:04 Mid-Columbia Today. It is a Thursday, the 13th of November. It's going to be wet today. It is going to be rainy throughout the gorge. It's mid-November. What do we expect? It's going to be that way. So we're going to be splish-splashing around today. Snow level, though, is still fairly high, above 8,000 feet. Temperatures, going to be in the 50s today. So it's not like it's going to be cold in any way. It's just going to be rainy. And that appears to be the pattern for a few days. Guess we got another atmospheric river coming through. Now, when I was a kid, we didn't use the term atmospheric river. We just said it's going to rain. But now we throw out these terms like atmospheric river, which apparently means the clouds have water in them. At least that's how I interpret it. Cameron Eisenberg producing as usual. Here in a bit, we're expecting Jaime Rivera to be here. Hooter Valley Parks and Recreation District. And we'll talk about what they've got going in the wintertime. So that'll be coming up here in a bit. But first, let's just go on ahead and let's get to here what this day has meant and what it means to some people, at least. 1775, during the Revolutionary War, American troops captured Montreal under the command of Continental Army General Richard Montgomery. 1909, 259 men and boys were killed when fire erupted inside a coal mine in Cherry, Illinois. 1956, the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed a lower court ruling which found Alabama bus segregation laws were illegal. 1971, the U.S. space probe Mariner 9 went into orbit around Mars, becoming the first spacecraft to orbit another planet. 1982, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial dedicated, and that was on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. 1985, some 23,000 residents of Armero, Colombia, died when a volcanic mudslide buried the city. 2001, U.S.-backed Northern Alliance fighters in Afghanistan entered Kabul as Taliban forces retreated from the capital city. And this day in 2015, Islamic State militants carried out a set of coordinated attacks in Paris at the National Stadium, in a crowded concert hall, in restaurants, and on streets, killing 130 people, in the worst attack on French soil since World War II. Days for today, we've got quite a list of them here. It's Guinness World Records Day today for some reason. The Guinness Book of World Records, which puts out some, it's fair to say, interesting records, to say the least. It's Actors Day today. If you are an actor, I guess it's your day. Also, it's National Moms and Dads Day today. So we're saluting both mom and dad. This one you should not observe, okay? We're just reporting this. It's Start a Rumor Day today. Why would you do that? Don't do that. That's not good. That's not nice. Just don't do that. It's World Kindness Day. I would think those two kind of work at cross purposes, don't they? I think kind people are not starting rumors. It's also World Quality Day today, which is supposed to apparently salute the quality professionals out there. I don't know what that means. I guess that's quality control. I have no idea. It's also World Usability Day today, which is the idea when you make something, it ought to be useful, which I can't argue with. Our food today, it's kind of a holiday thing. It's National Bread Pudding Day today. I don't think I've really had any bread pudding. I think I'd just rather have pudding, to be honest, as we define it in this country. Not pudding as in what they serve in Britain, which is closer to bread pudding, by the way. So there is, for what it's worth, which I gotta be honest, today wasn't worth a whole lot. It is 8:08 in the morning. We'll come back to Hooter Valley Parks and Rec with Jaime Rivera right after this.
Let Asset, Advanced Security and Electrical Technology introduce you to the cloud. No, not that kind of cloud. Cloud-based security systems. Let's face it, we all know the term cloud and what it is, but the people at Asset will use it to your advantage. Cloud cameras, cloud access control, cloud intrusion alarms. How does this benefit you? It'll centralize data security, eliminate the need for on-premises infrastructure, make backup and recovery easier, and a whole lot more. Asset isn't a 1-800 number place that you call. They're a local company. They live here too. And if you need video surveillance, access control, fire alarms, you name it, Asset will help create it and install a security solution that's perfect for you, including cloud-based security. Asset, your local connection to the cloud. Just not that kind of cloud. To find out more, visit asetinc.com and stay local. Asset, advanced security and electrical technology.
Voted best in the Gorge, A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air keeps your home comfortable year-round. Hi, I'm Kimberly, and whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, our expert team is here when you need us most. From repairs and installations to our exclusive monitoring and plumbing memberships, we help prevent problems before they start. Our customers trust us for fast service, honest advice, and quality work every time. Experience why we've earned your votes in Best of the Gorge. Call A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air today, CCB 203004. Your comfort starts here.
Save now with Cascade Farm and Outdoors' latest mailer. Watch for it in your mailbox or pick up a copy in store. Get a Pit Boss Navigator Pellet Grill for just $499.99. That's $130 off. Cascade Pro Canvas sleeping bags are half price, and save $40 on a Crown 10x10 Regal Canopy. All Dickies fall flannel shirts and shirt jackets are 20% off, and save $15 on Ariat kids jeans. Save store-wide now at Cascade Farm and Outdoor.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
It is 8:10 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Day on a Thursday. We're happy to have with us from the Hunter Valley Parks and Recreation District. I probably should have him pull the mic over so he can actually be heard here. Jaime Rivera. Good morning, Jaime.
Mark, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, good to have you with us here, because you guys, I think on the recreation side, have a busy winter, it sounds like.
We sure do. Yeah, we're at the tail end of our fall programming. We have our men's and women's. Actually, that's kind of cool that we're talking about that, because tonight's the championship for the men's and women's city basketball league.
Oh, okay.
The games will be played tonight at Horizon Christian School.
So, because now you've been doing this now for a couple of years here, and you've been bulking up the recreation programs. How is, you know, participation, turnout? How is that going?
You know, it's depending on the program. Some programs are increasing in participation.
Yeah,
and you know, some programs don't end up working.
Sure.
After a couple tries, and so we're always in that you know, reflecting mode and assessing how things went and really listening to our customers to see what they want.
So let's start with the kids first. Sure. I was like talking about because parents, I know, are always looking for things for their kids to do.
Absolutely.
In particular. This winter, what do you have out there for the kids? Let's start skiing and snowboarding. I know you guys have got something going on there.
Sure, yeah. So the ski bus program, as we call it, it's actually, you know, a ski and snowboard program, because we do offer lessons to skiers and snowboarders through this program. But it's a program that's been around for, probably at least a couple decades, Mark.
Yeah.
It used to be run through John Rust when he was the community ed director. He ran that program. I don't recall whether Mike Shen was running it before him, but I know it was very popular during that time when John Rust was the director. And, you know, we take 75 to 100 kids up to the mountain for 6 weeks, starting in January. We still have some spots open at Hood River Middle School and at Y East. So we have two pickup locations. And anyone in the county can sign up for this program. It's not just for Hood River County School District children and students. You know, basically, it's a six-week program. We have coaches that go up there and teach kids what we call mountain awareness. And so kids learn their way around a ski resort. And they also learn some safety guidelines that we teach. And really, it's an opportunity for them to be, you know, the kids are up there skiing with with buddies, and so it's one of their first opportunities to be on their own, you know, with supervision, and it's a great program.
And what's the age group again?
That is a middle school program.
Middle school.
So it's 6th to 8th grade.
Okay. Yep. And how, I mean, what are the dates and how that operates?
The dates are, we have 6 Thursdays that, that where the program runs, and it's January 8th, I believe, through February, let's see here, I'll take you right to the page here. It's January 8th to February 12th.
All right, so people can sign up for that.
We still have spots left open.
Yep. How much is the cost on that?
The cost is $319, and we have, so that pays for all the supervision, pays for the transportation, and then the training that the coaches also give to the students. And that is, again, 6 nights. Kids get picked up right after school, and then they're home usually by 9:30.
And we should know you've got a scholarship program for
this. We do, absolutely. Every single one of our programs is eligible for a scholarship. We offer 25% off directly through the Parks and Recreation District, and then we have access to a couple scholarships.
And speaking of, because next Thursday night, there's a fundraiser for this program going on Hood River Middle School Auditorium. It's going to be a film festival, it sounds like.
It is, yeah. It's one of those, kind of, the you know, a lot of us that grew up here remember the Warren Miller films that that were shown each each winter, leading up to each winter, where everyone gets stoked about the about the ski season and the snowboard season, and so it's kind of a take off on that, and yeah, this event we're hoping to raise funds for underprivileged and students that aren't able to pay the full fee to attend.
Now that's going to be on Thursday night of next week, Hood River Middle School Auditorium. The doors open at 10. And the film started at 6:30. They've got a number of different of films and athletes involved there. And a $10 donation. You can get tickets at the door, or you can get them in advance. I'm not sure I know where to get them in advance. Can you get them at Parks and Recs? The poster I've got here just says in advance. So
you know what? I think there's anyone that is welcome to come by the Aquatic Center, and we can get you squared away. That's usually our go-to.
There's a QR code.
There's also a QR code.
QR codes stink for radio, just for the record. But you can go get a QR code, or you can call. If you call Parks and Rec, they'll get you tickets.
We'll help you.
They'll help you out there. And
that's 541-386-2055.
Right, 541-386-2055. You can get all that information, but again, pretty good ticket price too, just for enjoying this.
My supervisor has a question. Are we on 105.5? Is that where
we're not. No, we're on 98.3.
98.3. Got it. Okay.
Yes. That's where we've been for all these years now. But we will. But anyway, the film festival it does help pay for all these scholarships we're talking about for the kids to be able to involve the ski and snowboard program. I imagine you get a lot of kids in that program that maybe they don't naturally have a chance to get up the mountain.
Absolutely. I mean, that was my first experience snowboarding is through this program.
Really?
In mid-90s.
Okay.
Yep. And I think back then it was tied to one of our classes at the middle school as well.
Sure.
But this is the program that what it grew into.
That's what it grew into there.
Yep.
So that's the ski and snowboard offering for the kids.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about some other stuff in the winter recreation.
Yeah, no, we're excited. We've got almost 350 kids signed up right now for youth basketball.
Yeah.
And we're still open for registration for our Little Ballers program. That's our kinder through second grade program. We have registration open through December 1st for that. And then our third through sixth grade program, we are in waitlist mode now. We just had our coaches meeting last night. And so we're building teams now. There's still some spots that are going to be available where we can fill teams and kids can still get a chance to play ball. And then we're still recruiting up at Mid Valley and Parkdale Elementary School. So there we still have plenty of spots available for families.
Yeah, so that's going on right now. I think you've got some soccer offerings available.
We do, yeah. We have an indoor soccer program that we run. Mm-hmm. And the way this is a cool part of our program is that we look to obviously always highlight our in-season sports. So basketball is definitely our in-season sport now, but we also offer an indoor soccer program that happens on the fringes. So Fridays are usually open nights on the basketball courts.
Yeah.
And so we offer an evening indoor soccer component on Fridays. This is starting in January. And then they play games Saturday afternoons. Mm-hmm. And again, we schedule those so they stay away from the youth basketball games.
Right.
And so, mm-hmm. you know, we hope that this caters to our, you know, yeah. dual sport athletes.
Well, yeah, you want multi-sport athletes. We need more of them, to be honest,
Absolutely.
Is what we need right now, and less of the specialization.
Absolutely.
So those signups are still available.
Yes, sir.
And we should, once again, the website where people can learn all about this, we kind of overview.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the easiest thing is just to go to hoodriverparksandrec.org, mm-hmm. and then we have our own tab, the Sports and Recreation tab, and there you can find all our options there. Mm-hmm.
So that is available to people.
Yes, sir.
We've also got, I'm looking here, snowshoeing.
Yeah, so we partnered with Trails Diverge, which is a company that started after some collaboration with REI, believe it or not. So somebody, a local Gorge resident, bought this company from REI and a bunch of equipment. She used to teach classes through REI, and now she's ventured on her own. And so she owns Trails Diverged, and that's the company that we're partnering with to offer this youth snowshoeing program. Mm-hmm. We also have an adult snowshoeing program as well that's available for registration currently. Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to adults here in a couple moments here.
More
though for kids. I think you got some things also that aren't necessarily sports related.
Yeah, no, we're really excited about expanding our options for families. This winter we're offering a series of music lessons,
mm-hmm.
all beginner level lessons. We have got guitar, we've got drum lessons, mm-hmm. piano lessons, we've got musical theater.
Wow.
Music builders,
mm-hmm.
and choir.
Okay.
So, and aside from that, we also have Winter Dance Academy, which we've been doing with Jackie's Creative Movement. Mm-hmm. That's the company and our partner for this program. We've been working with her for the last couple of years. Yeah. That's also available for registration.
Now, the music part of this, these various music lessons, is this something new for you guys? I'm trying to recall.
It is. It is. It kind of was born out of an idea of, you know, just wanting to expand our options mm-hmm. for families. And, you know, we have really solid relationships here with a lot of the teachers and instructors and coaches. And so we mm-hmm. look to leverage those relationships and offer these programs for mm-hmm. for families that, you know, not everyone mm-hmm. out there is an athlete, you know.
No, yeah.
And then we also have athletes that are also musicians.
Yeah, I mean, the people do cross over, last I checked.
Yeah.
And this though brings up that, you know, you're open to ideas.
Absolutely.
You know, with this program, if somebody's got an idea for something they think might be something the kids would enjoy, they can offer it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's where I would say that's where youth, you know, the youth snowshoeing came into play through a conversation I had with an individual and hey, why aren't we offering more outdoor recreation opportunities?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so aside from skiing and snowboarding. Yeah.
Well, part of this, and this is also some natural growth as well, because some of these things you're talking about in the community education days, Hood River County School District,
mm-hmm.
that you guys have kind of become that now. These are things, I can recognize some of these things being offered 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago through that program when it was in its heyday.
Yeah.
And now it's just kind of naturally, as you expand yours, those programs start to come back a bit.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. we continue to, again, it's just mm-hmm. reassessing all our programs at
right.
the end of the season and,
mm-hmm.
and seeing what things are working, what things need to be maybe mm-hmm. jazzed up a little bit. And we felt like there was some room for us to expand a little mm-hmm. bit aside from sports. And so that's where we started offering the music mm-hmm. music options.
So have we done all the kids stuff now?
We did.
Okay,
yep.
So let's go to the adults then. And you mentioned that snowboarding is available for adults.
Snowshoeing.
Snowshoeing, I'm sorry,
yep.
Snowshoeing. I'm not the winter sports expert, admittedly, so I may not know that. So what do you got going now for the adults?
Our biggest program for the winter is our volleyball, our co-ed league. It's an 18 and over league.
Yeah.
We have a recreational and a competitive mm-hmm. division for that league. I mean, last year we had 20 or so teams.
Oh, wow.
That competed in that league, and so mm-hmm. A ton of fun. You know, folks are able to recreate indoors in mm-hmm. the winter. And compete a little bit. We also have, again, kind of talking outside the box, we started an adult chess league three years ago.
Okay.
And so if there's any chess players out there, mm-hmm. we're offering a 21 and over league that takes place at Working Hands Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're our host and sponsor for the league. And that's run for the last 2 or 3 years. And we get, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 people sign up for that league each year. A ton of fun.
Yeah.
Very, very social program, too. Mm-hmm. You know, people are able to hang out and meet others. We have the adult snowshoeing, like we talked about, 18 and over. And then we have adult indoor cornhole league. Mm-hmm. And here you're talking about a program that's really grown since we started it 3 or 4 years ago as well.
Yeah, this game has some, because this has been around forever, by the way. Cornhole is not new. For those who seem to think it's new, it's not new.
No.
We had that when you played on in the campgrounds. That's where you usually did it.
Yeah.
But this has become quite the it's quite the fad among adults now, from what I can tell.
It is. Yeah, we had 18 teams, believe it or not, in the fall. And we played outside of Ferment Brewing in that big grassy lawn in front of the in front of the brewery there, and we just had a blast. Folks are, again, it's a very social program, and we're finding that the social component is very important.
Well, yeah,
for adults.
Yeah, the adult co-ed volleyball league doesn't surprise me. When I was still my elbow was still allowing me to play softball back. Now we're going 30 plus years back now. But I play co-ed softball, and there was a good reason for that.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, that's should be most of the motivation anyway on these things on the adult side.
It really is. It really is. You know, our women's indoor soccer league, we also have registration open for that. That's for 18 and older. But we do allow for under 18s to play with parent permission, and that is also, you know, we're always looking for. To run these leagues, we're looking for a minimum of 4 teams to make it a legit league. Mm-hmm. And so we're also encouraging folks to sign up for the Women's Indoor Soccer League, which is also a ton of fun.
Yeah. So for all these that we've mentioned here, I think we've gone through the programs for the wintertime. Again, put it at parksandrec.org. Just go there, and you get all the registration information. A lot of these, on especially the adult leagues, you take – full team registrations, but you also can take individuals who are just looking to get
into thanks for asking about that. Yeah, if you've got a team that you want to sign up for any of these programs, you can sign the team up, register as a team. Mm-hmm. And then if you're new to the area or you don't have a team to join, we offer free agent registration for, I think, most of our adult programs. Mm-hmm. And so then with the idea there is that, you know, you get to join a team, you get to meet new people. It really ends up being, one of those situations where you get to meet new people and that kind of thing.
And again, on the stuff for the kids, we should emphasize, you know, scholarship opportunities are available. You do try to make sure that everybody who wants to participate can.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, we have a policy of not turning anybody away for lack of, or not being able to pay a fee. We'll figure out some way to get them registered. Mm-hmm. Can I plug a little bit of swim lesson?
I was heading there.
Cool.
I'm heading to the pool now.
Awesome.
You know me. I've got an
just
order.
Just making
sure. I've got an order. I'm going here.
For sure.
Hood River Aquatic Center, of course. Sir. And I think you mentioned lessons, first of all.
Yeah, so winter swim lessons registration. It opens tomorrow, Friday the 14th at noon. Mm-hmm. And folks can either call, show up in person, or register online.
All right, so I assume you have different series of lessons available all through the winter.
Yeah, I mean, open swims are 1 to 5 every day, Saturdays and Sundays. On Saturday, open swims are $1 for all patrons. So we always try to schedule those lessons, to obviously avoid these other busy times.
Yep. And I also understand with the swimming pool, there's the discussion, of course, about renovating/replacing the Hood River Aquatic Center, which is getting old. There is going to be, it sounds like, in mid-December, another milestone in this whole thing.
Yeah, so we're having a community-wide event at the Hood River Middle School on December 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for the third and final part of the pool option study, where we'll be able to find where the final pool concept will be revealed.
Okay, so the concept for what eventually going out for a bond measure to pay for. So I think there were 3 options, if I remember right.
Correct.
Here recently, and
yep.
So you took some public input, and now it's time to get down to 1 as a district here.
Yeah, and we're another important part of this is that, you know, we're also going to be talking about operational challenges.
Yeah.
That the district is facing. I think that's important part of that conversation.
Oh, sure.
As well.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can, as I've said, you can build just about anything, but can you keep it operating? That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's going to be at the middle school cafeteria on the on December 10th at 6 p.m.
All right, so that is what is coming up. Hood River Valley Parks and Recreation District. Again, hoodriverparksandrec.org is where you can check all it out, especially the stuff for registering for all these programs. You know, do so. I know you've got dates coming up here, Jaime, obviously, for all these programs to start, which means that people have to get registered by then.
Yeah, I mean, most of our winter programs start for youth start in January. Mm-hmm. And we have, I think, one adult program that starts in December, which is our chess league. Mm-hmm. So if you want to join that chess league, the cool thing about that chess league, too, is that you can sign up the day of. So you can just drop in and play that night or register for the season.
Well, chess is nice and individual, and you don't have to gather your team for it particularly.
Yeah, so there's all different levels, too, of play. Mm-hmm. There's some really good players, some people that just play casually, and it ends up being a ton of fun each night.
Jaime, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Mark, thanks for having us again.
Bottom of the hour, 8:30. We'll come back with news right after this.
There's nothing worse than starting your day with knots, whether they're in your plans or in your hair. But good news, Tangle Teaser is here to untangle both.
I have a giant head with wild, tangly hair, and brushing it has made me cry since I was a little kid until now, because I discovered the Tangle Teaser hairbrush.
With patented two-tiered teeth technology, it's the brush that gets it. No tugging, no breakage, no drama.
I was losing hair. I had whole patches in my head that were so embarrassing, but then I started using my Tangle Teaser, and I'm seeing almost no hair fall in my brush anymore.
From detangling in the shower to styling for your next big meeting, this is confidence in your palm.
When you brush your hair with this, tangles come out like nothing. It feels easy. It's made for your type of hair. So if you have very fine hair or you are curly or straight, there's a Tangle Teaser for you. I have like two or three.
Find your Tangle Teaser match on Amazon. Use code TANGLE10OFF to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon and save with code TANGLE10OFF.
1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. Early detection can save your life and your peace of mind. At Skyline Health, we offer advanced 3D mammograms read by a local breast health specialized radiologist, because expert eyes matter when it comes to your health. No referral needed, and we offer access for everyone. You care for everyone else. Now it's time to care for you. Call Skyline Health to schedule your mammogram today, because you're worth it.
Hi, I'm Jackie from Hawks Ridge Assisted Living. We know this decision isn't easy. Choosing assisted living for your parents is a big step. But at Hawks Ridge, we make the transition smoother with a warm, inviting community that feels like home. From engaging social activities to personalized care, we are here to give your loved ones the quality of life they deserve. Let us help you through this journey. Visit Hawks Ridge today and see firsthand how we can be a second family for you and your parents.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
It is now 8:32 in the morning. Mid-Columbia Today continuing on a dark and rainy Thursday. Hey. Yeah, it's really interesting, because right now it doesn't feel like it's 8:30 in the morning in this studio right now. Feels like it's more like in the evening to night at this point. It just gets dark, much darker. I think I may be one of those people where, not seriously, but where, you've heard of folks, it's like they have issues in the wintertime when it gets darker. I forget what they call it. I may have a tad of that. Not a lot. I mean, I adjust, but I don't know. I always feel a little more energetic when it's bright outside rather than this. There was a cartoon one time where the character said, but I think I really, it's my personal belief. I really enjoy the seasons changing, seeing the seasons change, but I really enjoy seeing them change to summer. And that tends to be where I'm at. I rather like the summer part. Well, what I got for you here, what can I tell you? Well, let's check out the news and tell you the Clickitat County Commissioners decided Wednesday to add a county administrator position and selected current Human Resources Director Rob Van Cleave to fill that spot on an interim basis. Commission Chair Ron Eirig says his goal will be for Van Cleave to help make changes to county government structure to deal with uncertain financial future over the next 3 to 5 years. Commissioner Todd Andrews says he had talked with constituents with questions about adding the administrator position while dealing with a budget crunch, but he felt it can help save money and make the operations more efficient over time. Van Cleave told the commission he would not be a candidate to fill the position long term, but was willing to do it for 2026, when she says will be a year of transition for the county. The Dallas Area Chamber of Commerce partnering with the Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul to launch a community-wide collection drive to provide food, clothing, and toys for families in need this holiday season. The drive will continue through December 11th, seeking non-perishable food items, gently used coats, hats, and gloves of all sizes and types, and unwrap new toys for all ages. 11 different collection barrels have been set up at businesses around the Dalles to take donations. And there is a QR code at each site for those wishing to make monetary donations. They're located at Tonkin of the Gorge, U.S. Market, 6th Street Station Food Cart Pod, Bargeway Pub and Catering, Columbia Gorge Honda and Toyota, Center Market, Sunshine Mill, Brick City Games, Miraki Beauty, Stillwater's Massage and Aesthetics, and La Golosa Postre. The package of three governmental appropriation bills approved by the House on Wednesday includes funding to advance Skyline Hospital's Rural Surgical Services Project. Washington 4th District Congressman Dan Newhouse says $3 million for the project is included in the Agricultural Appropriations Bill. The project will expand surgical services by removing existing facility space and increasing the capacity of Skyline Health to provide new services to meet the current community need and prepare for future growth. Newhouse says a modern surgical center at Skyline will allow the hospital to recruit specialists and medical staff who will be critical for the hospital's continued growth of services. Skyline Health CEO Matt Coleman says rural communities like White Salmon need reliable, safe, and high-quality health care to survive. According to lottery officials, the Mega Millions jackpot has grown $965 million for Friday's drawing after no ticket on Tuesday matched all six numbers. A winner can choose an annuity or the cash option, a one-time lump sum payment of $445.3 million before taxes. If there are multiple jackpot winners, the prize is shared. There were four Mega Millions jackpot wins earlier this year, but Friday's drawing will be the 40th since the last win on June 27th, and officials say that's a game record. In September, two Powerball players in Missouri and Texas won a nearly $1.8 billion jackpot, one of the largest ever in this country. The current Mega Millions jackpot is not among the top 10 U.S. lottery jackpots ever, but would be the eighth largest for Mega Millions since the game began in 2002. Weather forecast, rain. Pure and simple. That's what it is for today. It's going to rain. Doesn't matter where you are in the gorge. That's the forecast. Highs are going to be in the low to mid-50s. It should be fairly temperate today. And current temperatures, Stevenson 48, the Dalles 46, Hood River 46, 836 on Mid-Columbia today.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
Taxes was feeling unwelcome. Now Taxes is an open door, literally, to new TurboTax stores. Meet our experts in person.
Hi, welcome in.
They're powered by SmartTech and ready to do your taxes for you. Get real-time updates while you go about your day, confident your taxes are done right. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. TurboTax stores opening soon. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Hey, it's Zach from Del Carpino Automotive, where we specialize in keeping European rides happy. Audi, BMW, Mercedes, and even those tall Sprinter vans that look like hotels on wheels. We know them inside and out. And if you're wondering where we went, we didn't go far. We're just now 5 minutes from our old shop in our brand new location in the Upper Hood River. Same trusted crew, more space, and the same honest family-owned service. Come see us at Del Carpino Automotive. European expertise and Columbia Gorge roots.
If you have questions or issues with things like consumer loans, mortgages, insurance claims, or money scams, the state of Oregon has advocates here to help. Get answers in action at dfr.oregon.gov.
Si usted tiene preguntas o quejas acerca de seguros, préstamos, hipotecas o fraude financiero, Oregon tiene representantes del consumidor listos para ayudarle. Reciba respuestas y acción en dfr.oregon.gov.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
It is 8:39 in the morning of Mid-Columbia Today. We got a few minutes here to chat. A couple things in the news here we'll hit on first here. Number one, I'm going to bring this up because I was kind of, I won't say banging the drum because I don't live there. In Clickitat County, but I think, really insinuating in a lot of my interviews last year when we talked Clickitat County Commissioners, that you might want a county administrator. I'm a big believer today that government's just that complex these days. I don't think you can ask three people elected from your community, or however many number you want to say, that aren't really trained in government to operate your government, to do that. I'm a big believer that the commissions should be policymakers and set direction for the professionals they employ to then implement. You know, Hood River County, that really is what it is. Remember, the County Commission of Hood River don't receive a salary. They get a small stipend. Frankly, I'm sure it's not enough to compensate for the time they put into it. But the point being is they don't involve themselves day to day at all. You know, they have a county administrator, currently Allison Williams. They've had a number of them, and they've been fairly effective. It's been quite a while now since they had a situation where they asked a county administrator to leave. Most of them have been there and then retired. Or stepped away for some other career opportunity. Wasco County, it's a little bit different. The county commissioners are employed, and they are more involved in day-to-day. But a number of years ago, when they switched from county court to county commission, they put in a chief administrative officer, which does similar things what the county administrator does in Hood River. Tyler Stone has held that role now for, I can't remember how long. It's been a while. Probably longer than both Tyler and I want to remember, necessarily. But the point being is, I think it improved Wasco County's government operation immensely. You had someone who had grown up in running government and have somebody also in a lot of ways be a buffer between the other departments and the commission. And be a central location. This now turns us to Clickitat County, which I don't think I'm stepping out of turn that last year, the Clickitat County Commission had reached a point of a fairly serious dysfunction. And you had department heads basically having to have separate meetings with every commissioner, which is time-consuming. You know, you're losing productivity and efficiency. And I started bringing up a year ago with all these folks and people who ran for the office, do you need a county administrator? And I at the time, I got responses from, yeah, maybe, but the cost, to very lukewarm, to no, it should be a citizen thing. Well, the current trio yesterday set the ball in motion for the county administrator position. Move up Rob Van Cleve, their human resources director, who, of course, former mayor of the Dalles. Has a lot of governmental experience, to be the interim county administrator once the position gets rolling. And we will note Van Cleve was very direct to the commission. I watched this, and you know that he's not a candidate to take this role long term. But he for 2026, which is going to be a big year of transition, we know that county has a lot of budget concerns they have, that he was more than willing to do it. So that's where Clickitat County is. I really think this is the right thing for them to do. And yes, to do it right, you're going to have to spend some money. That's the way it works. But also, just because you're in a budget crunch doesn't mean you shouldn't look to better what you're doing. I think this is a really good move for Gleeftech County. I really do. Of course, a lot depends, of course, who you get in the permanent role, and that's always the way it works. I mean, you may, you know, the hiring decision is going to be crucial, without question. But I think from an organizational standpoint, I guess I really believe you can't, that, you know, we can argue governments can become too complex. This is, you know, we do too much, et cetera. That's fine. That's okay. But I'm now going to deal with the reality of also, especially with local governments. We talked about this with Hood River County the other day. When as they deal with their budget situation, you know, how much you get dictated to from the state and federal level, and the unfunded mandates that you have to try to sort through and try to figure out. I think having a professional, and what this will now allow Gleeftech County Commission to do is that an administrator can meet with those department heads, and the administrator can report to the county commission and do that, and also frankly provide a buffer. And this is also important where, you know, and we see this in other counties too, where you have, you know, the sheriff, a separately elected official, but the purse strings controlled by the county commission. The administrator can provide an important buffer for communication to be able, you know, it seemed like, okay, you're adding a layer. You are, but I think it provides an important person who isn't necessarily an elected to act in a bit of a middle ground, if you will. And he or she will definitely represent the county commission. But I think it allows a little better communication to be able to do it. Somebody's not always necessary or necessarily productive to have these discussions all in open sessions because people start to get performative on occasion. May I direct you to the national news to show you what happens when that occurs? So I think this is a good thing for Gleeftech County. I do. And I understanding that you're probably going, oh, do I want to spend this money? I think in the end, this is probably the best thing to do. And, you know, hopefully you get the efficiencies that then saves, that maybe the position just pays for itself in the long run. It also provides a little more stability when you have elected officials, and that can become, I don't want to say a revolving door, but they're not always going to be there. You know? And so, yeah, again, I don't blame you for not wanting to spend more tax dollars, but I think you need to, the tax dollars you're getting should go to this. So they're all, again, I don't live there. I'm just going to get away. But I do have that experience of having covered local governments for way too long in my life. Way too long. And I think county administrators play a really big, important role. I do. Okay, something lighter here, Mega Millions. I did not include this because I wanted to save this for this moment. Here's your odds of winning on tomorrow night on the Mega Millions jackpot. I'll be honest, I bought a ticket. Once in a while I'll buy a ticket when the jackpot gets this high just for the fun of it. Just, you know, just in case lightning strikes, basically. Which, by the way, there's a better chance of lightning striking you than winning this jackpot. The odds of winning: 1 in 290,472,336. That's the winning of the jackpot. There's a 1 in 23 chance you'll win something, like $5, which I guess gets you another ticket for the next jackpot that is a big draw. But yeah, 1 in 290,472,336, which, by the way, also emphasizes buying multiple tickets is not going to appreciably help your chances of winning. I mean, I get people buying multiple tickets, say they're going to give them to their friends, just as a, you know, I know people who do that like for stocking stuffers, things like that. Okay, I can get buying a couple tickets and giving them to your friends. So then if they win, you can make them feel guilty and give you part of the money, if nothing else. But yeah, 1 in 290 million plus for winning that jackpot. That's long odds, okay? That's really long odds. And if I happen to be the one in that 290 million, I got news for you. You probably aren't going to hear me very long. rest of the way. I would not be one of these people. You hear these jackpot winners who go, oh, I'm not going to change my life at all. Then why'd you buy the ticket? You know? Of course it's going to change your life. Most notably, at that point, Amy wants to tell you to do something. For the most part, you can tell them I don't have to. Money doesn't buy you happiness, but it sure can give you a head start, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, I also know there have been people who, they get these and, be honest, their life doesn't go that well in a little more serious vein. But, you know, again, I understand, you buy, I do too. You buy a ticket and you never know, you know, just for the fun of it. I don't buy them on any regular basis, but, you know, when it gets up to that near $1 billion mark, I figure, keep the dream alive. Oh, there's one other thing I wanted to get to, and this actually is a little more important. Because it's something that we are familiar with, because we interviewed these folks a couple times, and apparently a lot of you out there, or some of you, felt moved enough by what they were trying to do that you gave to this as a result of our show. And now it's a reality. You know, the Sunshine Club in Hood River, affiliated with Providence, and they were getting a new building, and they are involved in a dementia care, provide respite care in many ways. They're having a sneak peek open house at their new location, 1128 Tucker Road behind Spirit of Grace Church and the Fish Food Bank. They raised $700,000 to get this building up in less than a year, which is borderline remarkable. You're invited. 4:30 to 7 today, this evening. 9 to 1 Friday. So congratulations, Debbie Chenoweth and everybody involved in this. I mean, that they did tremendous work to make this happen that quickly. So again, 4:30 to 7 today. I just learned of this morning. 9 to 1 tomorrow. Again, that's 1128 Tucker Road behind Spirit of Grace Church and the Fish Food Bank. And congratulations to them to make that happen. That is, again, it's a remarkable accomplishment to do it in the shortest time. I remember the first time they were in here, and they mentioned how much they were trying to get. And the time frame, I admit, my eyebrows were raised. I was like, that's ambitious. But apparently it really resonated with a lot of you out there, because they did. I was told they got some donations directly out of the first appearance, especially on the show. And again, congratulations to them and everybody who took part in making that happen. That's a great addition to the area. It is 8:51. We will come back and we'll tell you what's on tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday for that matter. Right after this.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you making these two deadly mistakes with your emergency food supply? The first mistake is not having an emergency food supply to begin with. The second mistake is buying an emergency food supply, but not having a way to cook the meals in an emergency. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Black Friday Survival Special. It comes with a 4-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, plus plus a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. Plus, it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head over to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
I really should pay attention to the format of my own show. Was that the last break, or do I got one more to do? I got one more to do. Okay. Well, here's what is coming up on the show tomorrow. Columbia Gorge Discovery Center. We're going to talk to them and what they've got going on, including they've got a snow school fundraiser and Backcountry Film Festival tomorrow evening at 5:30 with free admission. Go to gorgediscovery.org to learn more. So I'm sure we'll talk about that and some other things they've got coming up heading into the holiday season. Monday, we'll talk Port of Hood River, and we'll talk the Dallas Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm sure we'll talk about the fundraising drive going on for the Dallas Area Chamber of Commerce as far as what they're trying to do with the Salvation Army in St. Vincent de Paul, provide food, clothing, and toys for families in need this holiday season. Tuesday, Hood River County School District Superintendent Bill Newton will join us. Mayor of White Salmon, Marla Keeler, also. Wednesday, Eric Hansen, White Salmon Lions. And also White Salmon Valley School District Superintendent, Rich Polkinghorn. Got a White Salmon theme going for a couple of days. And Thursday, we're just going to talk Columbia Gorge Community College. So all that coming up over the next week on Mid-Columbia Today. I'll take that last break and come back and give you one more thing to think about after this.
Hey, y'all. It's Lainey Wilson. St. Jude gives kids with cancer the chance they deserve. Families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. But we can't help these kids without you.
This holiday, help St. Jude find more cures for more children. Donate now at musicgives.org.
Noticing a painful bump at the base of your big toe that makes it hard to walk, shop, or enjoy family time? That could be a bunion, and you don't have to live with the discomfort. I'm Dr. McMahon with Cascade Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Center. We offer non-surgical treatments and advanced surgical options to relieve pain and get you moving again. Visit cosmc.org or call 541-296-2294. Cascade Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Center in the Dalles and Hood River, where our goal is getting you back to being you.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on Mid-Columbia's News Leaders, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR.
And it is now 8:56 in the morning. What I was going to mention here real quick is something that's just has come out. And something that you produced because you folks voted on it. Best of the Gorge. You know, honoring businesses throughout our area. Let's face it, when you're going to look for a business or service or an item, you don't want to go to the worst in the gorge. You want to go to the best of the gorge. That just makes sense, doesn't it? Well, we've compiled a book for you. This is the Best of the Gorge, your free comprehensive guide to the gorge. It is filled with 209 companies voted Best of the Gorge across 154 different categories. And wherever you could pick up those free magazines is where you can pick this up. You can pick them up. I know they got them at Rosaries in Hood River. If you stop there, I believe Harvest Market and White Salmon has them. They're all over the place. They're easy to find. They're really well done, too. This is a nice slick. Yeah, it's old-fashioned, yes. It's a print medium. Print medium still works in a lot of ways. You can get it, and you can turn the pages. No screen involved. But if you're looking for something in particular and you want to know who the best is to go to, well, this is the document for you. It is Best of the Gorge 2025-2026. It's out now and being distributed throughout our area. Pick one up and help you, the consumer, and learn who you voted for, because this was voted on by consumers. We don't pick these folks. That's not our job. but it's available. Best of the Gorge, also bestofthegorge.com if you are preferring to go electronic. But again, you can pick them up anywhere. It's presented by Annie Plumbing, Heating, and Air, the magazine. So thanks to them. We're done. There it is. I hit the finish line. For Cameron Eisenberg producing, trying to keep me in line in some way, which is a thankless job. I'm Mark Bailey. Talk to you again on Friday.
Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bi-Coastal Media, Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 541-386-1511. If you've missed any of today's show, go online to gorgeradio.com and click on Local On Demand for our podcast version. Thank you for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.